ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Category 5 now. Hurricane Melissa threatening to dump more than 3 feet of water on Jamaica as it moves toward the island.
This morning, Hurricane Melissa closing in on Jamaica. A storm forecasters warn could be catastrophic. Heavy rain already lashing the island. Up to 40 inches expected in some areas, which could trigger landslides.
That's ABC's Sophie Flay. President Trump is in Tokyo. Part of his Asian tour, he'll meet with the new prime minister, the country's first woman on the job. He'll meet with China's leader, Xi Jinping, on Thursday. The Trump administration cutting off federal food aid as of November 1st, which is this weekend, as the federal government shutdown continues. About 40 million Americans rely on those SNAP benefits. Flights departing of LAX in Los Angeles halted briefly amid an air traffic control shortage caused by the government shutdown. Those who are working are doing so without pay. This is ABC News. Early voting underway in the New York City mayor's race. Current frontrunner Zohran Mamdani leads his Democratic rival Andrew Cuomo and the Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa in the race as of now. ABC's Sonia Rincon was at a big rally last night.
A packed house at Forest Hills Stadium cheered for Zohran Mamdani and like-minded left-leaning powerful Democrats.
Please consider voting me as your next mayor.
Republican Curtis Sliwa visited a Sikh temple in South Richmond Hill as he vows to stay in the race. Supporters of Andrew Cuomo at a rally in Kew Gardens again called on Sliwa to drop out. Jewish elected and community leaders accused Mamdani of anti-Semitism. But at tonight's rally,
how many of you, like me, are Jews for Zohran?
It's a messy weekend in Mississippi, a tornado touching down, wiping out an apartment building and other structures in the Gulf Coast community of Goshen, where they are assessing other damage today and cleaning up. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Packers came out on top last night over their former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Not only did Packer QB Jordan Love surpass Rodgers, but he also beat out Brett Favre's record for the longest completion streak by a Packers QB. Favre set that record all the way back in 2007. Final score, 35-25 Packers. One person is dead after a water tank exploded early Saturday morning in Door County. Egg Harbor fire officials say flushing water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort and Campground caused a 3,000-gallon water tank to explode. Around 7:45 a.m., investigators found a body outside a storage building that was partially destroyed by the explosion. Authorities have not released any information about the person who died. Later the same morning, Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found a man's body floating near a boat launch on Lake Winnebago. Authorities say they got a call about some suspicious items, possibly clothing, floating in the water just offshore Saturday morning. Deputies launched their boat and confirmed the reported items and clothing were actually the body of a man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are not releasing the man's name, pending family notification. Green Bay police collected a record nearly 300 pounds of unwanted medications during Saturday's drug take-back day this weekend. Police say officers took in about 275 pounds of unused and expired medications between three separate drop-off sites. While Saturday was a one-time event to celebrate drug take-back day, police want to remind you that you can dispose of old, unused medications any weekday in the lobby of the Green Bay Police Department between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. with news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays to be made, and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job. job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Lovett completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
Pittsburgh will host the Colts. NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers with a high right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday. But it's the Monday after a Packer win. Victory Monday.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true.
it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Us 97.9 WGBW.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Man, what a game. It was not the most thrill action-packed, but it was a come-behind victory for the Packers. I mean, something like 19 points in the second half. Outscored them, what, 19-3, I think I heard?
I'm going by memory here, and that's not always great when it comes to sports, at least. But it is just a fun game to watch the drama of, you know, Sensi versus student, Aaron Rodgers versus Jordan Love. It was just fun to watch. And the good guys came out on top. Couple of scuffles during the game, but I'm pretty sure they were all started by the Steelers. And even if that's not the case, we'll go with it anyway.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, another timeless commercial of the day. Coming up at 8.
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Donnie's voice was so high then. He was so young. Donny Osmond with the rest of the Osmonds. I'm Dan Marcus. We return you now to 1973, to your seat in the movie theater and your popcorn and your milk duds and the very first James Bond movie without, well, no, actually the second one. There was George Lazenby. This was the first one with Roger Moore as Mr. Bond, James Bond. Theme song sung by Paul McCartney. 97.9 WGBW.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
My boyfriend.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay Packers leave Pittsburgh with a win for the first time since Bart Starr was quarterback in 1970. The Pack came out on top with a 35-25 score over the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers. Micah Parsons achieved his personal goal to sack Rodgers, who got sacked two more times by Rashawn Gary. Next up for the Pack, hosting the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau this Sunday. The temps may have gotten cold enough to freeze plants, but the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants you to keep protecting yourself against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses, showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. No one was hurt, but Green Bay police confirm a shooting did happen yesterday afternoon on the city's west side. Police say the shooting happened just before noon near the 1700 block of Western Avenue. Witnesses say the gunshots were fired between a car and a person on foot. Both allegedly fled the scene. If you have any information, police are asking you to contact them, use the tip line, or call Crime Stoppers. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
USDA's Farm Service Agency offices are open with limited capacity. Don't forget, that means dairy producers and beef producers. You can protect the value of that beef entity on your farm. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, dairy analyst with EverAg, explains some of the reasons why you want to look at that next.
Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay.
Oh, it's coming. The farm animals can always feel it.
Is that an earthquake? I didn't think those happened in the heartland. Aren't we harvesting Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans today?
It's not an earthquake. It's the aftershock of unleashing Z-Series soybeans.
You did mention a yield advantage of nearly 4 bushels an acre.
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatestyields.
A new dairy beef insurance tool is something that a lot of producers should be taking a look at now. Katie Burgess, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg, explains the benefits.
Right now, the profit is coming from the calf values because the milk prices are only lackluster. And it was kind of perfect timing that USDA launched this product right at the same time that calf values are hitting new record high levels. And so we have been encouraging dairy producers to go out and learn more to see if it would be a good fit for their farm. Because while the milk prices you can protect for next year are only so-so, you can go out and protect nearly record high calf prices out till next summer.
Katie Burgess, a dairy analyst with EverAg, giving some advice on how to protect one component of the financial pie on Wisconsin dairy operations. And again, remember, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency offices, open with limited capacity, can take your application. Markets are next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
On Friday, barrel cheese gained a penny and a half to 177. 40-pound block cheese was up a nickel and a quarter at 177 and three quarters. The AA butter 4 cents higher at 160 and a quarter. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 13 cents, 1798. December corn up a nickel at 428. March is up 6 cents, 443. November soybeans are up 16 cents at 1057. January up 15 cents at 1075. The July wheat currently 9 cents stronger, 559 a bushel. Not a bad start to a Monday. There's your market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 40s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers with a high right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Monday morning, victory Monday, and a sweet victory it was over Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Steelers fans can be a little brutal, but we shut them up. Pretty good.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip her say. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like to my fat. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
gonna suck it to me now.
Temptations from the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay on Washington Street, close to the City Deck, right across the street from Schreiber Foods. I'm Dan Marcus, 643, 36 degrees. At 36 degrees is telling because not quite freezing, obviously, but it means that, well, let's put it in this context. Saturday was the last farmer's market on Washington Street for the season. Starts up again next spring, obviously. There's lots more coming around the corner outdoors for the holidays, and we'll be talking about that. It's going to happen over on Broadway. Christ Kindle Market, for example, is one of the things happening. And so many holiday things are in the works right now, and we'll do our very best to keep you posted here because one of the things we believe in here at WGBW, one of the founding principles of this station, and I'm not making this up, is that we talk as much as we can about Green Bay and make it about your hometown and mine and Laura McKenna's and Eric Westfall. I mean, the list goes on. So many people here working in Green Bay, and we love it here. And where am I going with this? You get the idea. So keep it here if you want to hear about things like Chris Kindle Market and some of the shows coming to the area. So we're going to keep it posted here at WGBW.
Windows for a Cause is back. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411, letting you know that on October 28th at the new Trout Museum of Art in downtown Appleton, you can help support Make-A-Wish Wisconsin with Windows for a Cause. See, artists have turned these old windows into one-of-a-kind art pieces, which will be auctioned off on the 28th, with 100% of the proceeds going toward granting a child's wish. Locally, head to WGBW.fm and click events.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
97.9 WGBW from the Scarborough Fair Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. And snow-crested brown, without no sleep. Tell her to find me a sugar of land, a sprinkling of leaves.
dress and polishes a gun.
And she'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill,
hose blazing
in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill. And gather it all
and to fight for
your cause
made long ago forgotten.
She'll be a true love of mine. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Hits 97.9 WGBW. King Harvest dancing in the moonlight. Todd Rundgren saw that moonlight. See what I did there?
Thank you. one holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. Hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, the Trump administration announces that food assistance for some 40 million Americans will be cut off as of this weekend. President right now is in Tokyo. He has met with the emperor and will meet with the country's first woman prime minister later tonight. Hurricane Melissa has already killed three people in